Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fit Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Blood Orange himself.
I like that.
Captain Blood Orange? Yeah. I finally got one that works.
You did.
It took 200 and...
damn near 70 shows.
Good lord. To get one you actually liked and I can use on more than one occasion.
Woohoo!
We are, fall's hit. Fall, it's autumn.
The state remembered what month it was. Is yep. Really what it is.
It went from 80% humidity and 90 degree weather when we did the state fair show 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now it has dropped into the mid 60s with a somewhat brisk wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which is kind of chilly.
It's not, it's, I brought a jacket to work today.
Yeah.
So.
I went out to my car this morning and I saw my breath. That seems a bit.
Oh, that is surprising. Because maybe it's just because I live in civilization where we have heat. Where, you know, there's so many people, just the amount of people just generates its own heat.
Well, you're surrounded by poor people, so it's.
Poor people by general are generally hotter.
That's true.
Just kind of the way it works.
Yep. That being said, we're thinking this might be one of our last outdoor shows we're able to do. Granted, judging off the way that the weather's been the last 6 months, it'll probably be 95 and humid again by next week.
Well, it's supposed to get up back up into the mid-80s later this week.
Which is crazy. How we haven't had just the most violent thunderstorms is beyond me. Either way, we're trying an outdoor show again. So if you get a little bit of wind noise, that's what you're hearing. But we're at Louis in St. Paul, off of West 7th. It is the third floor restaurant and bar, or taverneria, I believe is what they called it. Tavernea.
The Italians, they just like to add area.
Yeah.
At the end of things.
Yep.
I blame the Romans.
But it's the third floor and of Cassetta's Italian eatery. Cassetta's is downstairs and is set up more.
It's typically
like,
what we mean by when something's on the third floor.
Thank you for the specification.
It's a basketball court for two little floors. Then this thing, Cassetta's actually on top of us.
They've got a layer of public housing in there.
Public housing, then yeah. Nougat. Just a floor
caramel,
of nougat.
And caramel. And we're about to be covered in dark chocolate.
Typical Monday evening
exactly.
For some people.
Exactly. I like the nougat level. I'm a big
nougat fan.
You look like you're a big nougat fan.
Big in several senses of the word. I'm not, you know me, I'm a big candy guy, as again,
yeah,
evidenced
but you're
by,
not
my,
chocolate
by
guy.
My, I'm not a huge chocolate guy. I've turned around a little bit.
Guy. You're
I'm a sweets guy. I like sugary, I like tart, yeah. Which explains my drink, which we'll go into in a bit. I've never been a big chocolate guy.
Right.
But as I've gotten older, I have become more and more of the chocolate.
Yeah.
And
it shows.
Thank you. And the proper serving size for a chocolate based candy bar is the Halloween fun size. Like, I'll even handle a Snickers. And there's very little in Snickers that I like.
That's surprising to me.
But I'll take a fun-size Snickers
it's
on
got
occasion.
Nougat.
Does Snickers have nougat?
Yeah.
I always think of nougat. To me, nougat is Three Musketeers.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
the nougat by which all other nougats are measured.
But I will bear down on a full-size Three Musketeers bar on occasion. Twix is about my only other exception because I love the cookie.
Yeah. Twix is pretty damn amazing.
Yeah.
I'm more of, when it comes down to the candy bars, I'm a Kit Kat guy.
Kit Kats are good. I like Kit Kat. I love the fact that you can now just get like the bag of nubs.
I know.
The Kit Kat nubs.
Why did they come up with these things now that I would destroy that. About 50 pounds ago, I would have destroyed that.
Yeah, that's...
Good grief. Why did they come up with these brilliant ideas?
You know what the best are? And I discovered this. It was weird. I discovered this a few years ago when they first came out, and then I forgot about them. And then I actually discovered them as I've been working on this board game of mine.
Okay.
Because I was using them as cheap counters.
You know you're fat.
I was using candy as counters. And it made sense given the topic of the game. But they've got all the alternate M&Ms now. Really? Couldn't have waited. Couldn't have waited for.
This is why we live in the safe side of town. We live in filthy St. Paul.
Yeah. Damn it. But no, they got like I can't even think of all the different guys, but the big one is the York Peppermint Patty M&Ms.
Wait, what?
At York, it's the dark chocolate with the mint candy shell.
Shut up.
They're awesome. They're amazing.
This is better than the mint M&M.
I know.
In my book. As
far I am.
Oh my God.
But the reason why I was drawn to them is because they're only two colors, which is great if you're using... Are you kidding me?
So you got a police car going one way, and you have the paramedic going the opposite way.
Either St. Paul has just murdered half of itself, or we have some very confused first responders.
Easy for you to say.
This is a strong drink. Shut up. Jesus. Okay, are we done?
Maybe.
City? My God.
Crime ridden.
Crime, the mean streets of St. Paul. Yeah. In the shadow of that den of sin, the Excel Center.
And a hardware store that looks like it's been around since the 30s.
Well, did the fact that it says since 1933 tip you off on how this is the 30s?
I missed that completely.
Wow. You are stupid.
But the fact that I was able to age it.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, we've established, maybe not on this show, but in general, you have a weird ability of guessing ages.
Yes, it is my special power.
Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing that's kept you out of jail all these years.
I wasn't given x-ray vision. I wasn't given the ability of flight. I was given the ability to guess ages with remarkable accuracy.
Stunning accuracy.
Although the fact that
the sign was there is kind of diminishing your point a bit, but that's fine. What the hell were we talking about? We're talking about
peppermint patty. Dots.
Yeah. No, they're awesome.
Oh, goodness.
They're amazing, and you will destroy a bag.
I can't eat it. I can't even get near it. I can't even go down the candy aisle at the grocery store anymore. And not only that, we do a good amount of our shopping at Byerly's.
Okay.
Which, make obligatory joke, whatever you want. But
I wasn't going to make a joke.
You wish you were. You were not. Ramping up some sort of, that's all you've got out in Minnetonka joke.
There's a cake eater joke. Brewing is what you're saying.
Not only that, they've got the fancy candy aisle that's right next to the register, and it's just all, like, toffees and...
I've never been a fan of really, really fancy candy.
I wasn't either until I discovered the fancy candy aisle at Byerly's. And it's right next to their bakery, which is even...
I can't even go
near that side of the store.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Cost Plus World Market.
Yes, you are.
And they've got a significant fancy candy section.
Yeah. Think of that.
But I never buy anything.
$3 or $4
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. There's something about expensive candy that I do not find appealing at all.
I didn't either. But...
And I'm pretty worldly as well. Like, I'm all down for most world cuisines. I'm not a fan of foreign candy, by and large.
Baked
goods is different than candy, though.
My God, just the smell over on that side of the bakery. Oh,
you're just lusting over...
I am. Just everything I can't have. Or shouldn't have. It's not that I can't have, I just shouldn't have. That being said, let's go back to talk about Casetas and
Louis. Because we're not in Casetas.
No.
Because we're sitting... And food is being brought to us.
Yes.
Although, I'm going to say in this case, Louis is short for loophole. Because of the separation, we can go to Casetas and not break our rules.
Right.
Of not returning to a location.
So we will be back.
Probably.
Because we've had Casetas before, but not on the show.
Not on the show.
We were actually introduced. This was our first foray into dining outside the hometown scope. Or bubble. It was when we were forced out of our safe confines of Shakopee into the big city for a weekend.
Big scary city.
During our youth and government days. Oh, sweet God.
I have the orange genie.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy, guys.
That looks amazing. Thank you.
That looks fattening.
Yeah.
So we've got our drinks already, and we managed to score it during happy hour, which is nice.
And our appetizer.
And the appetizer, and actually everything I ordered as well was through the happy hour. I'm the cheap date.
Mine actually is on the happy hour menu because it's on the dinner menu as well for another $5.
Oh, nice.
So, huzzah.
So I'm drinking their blood orange daiquiri.
Okay.
Which is basically blood orange and daiquiri.
Oh, you have blood orange sorbet. And
blood orange sorbet, which is giving it almost like a slush quality. Which I'm a big fan of. I love alcoholic slushes. It's very good. It's got a nice little kind of natural citrus where you get a little bit of that rindy. And I'm sure part of that is just from the alcohol taste, but you get that little bit of bitterness that you get when you really do fresh citrus.
I was worried you were going to pick that up and try to bite it.
I thought
it's
about it.
It's hotter than hell.
I thought about it, so. But you... You schooled me. So, we got something. She took our happy hour menu, so I don't
actually
remember. Is it?
Yeah. It's, if I may move this.
Move the recorder here.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. It's the Arancini Tradizionale.
It's the traditional Arancini.
Traditional Arancini, which is a rice ball stuffed with a beef ragu, peas and mozzarella cheese. And then you got a little arrabbiata sauce, which is like a spicy marinara sauce. It means angry. Arrabbiata means angry.
Really?
I learned that today. Because if you ask for a penne arrabbiata, if you ask for a penne, you put the emphasis on the N, that's the pasta. If you ask for a penne arrabbiata. I haven't had it yet, but
it looks very good.
Well, enjoy.
if you ask for just a penne arrabbiata, that's an angry penis.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So all those times when you're looking for angry penises.
This is, we educate.
We're smart people.
Uh-huh.
I am going to just grab hold of this son of a bitch, because it's a ball.
It's hot, though.
And this is good.
Buy everywhere.
I'm going to give you a T-ball here.
Okay.
Ball should be held in the hand.
And forced into the mouth.
All right, guys. Calibration.
Thank you. That was fast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you like some Parmesan?
Just a very small amount.
How's that?
Perfect. Thank you.
Would you like
a little
some
bit,
Parmesan?
Yeah. Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything
else
for you two?
We're good.
All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. We've been blitzed with food here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to get this. So these rice balls, they're kind of like a croquette. Like a deep fried croquette.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a good hard shell on them, like almost to the point where it took some effort to cut through.
I dig the shell.
I dig the shell too. And this is fancy high food, is what this is.
Yeah, it is.
It's just rice and cheese and peas and meat. And the arrabbiata sauce is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's got just enough heat to it, but not terrible. Mm.
So I've had Arancini before, and not liked it. I really like this quite a bit. I really.
No, what didn't you like about it?
I don't. I think it was actually the shell. But this shell, it's working in unison with everything else.
Okay.
It's not just it's not just there for support. It adds a textural component as well.
Mm-hmm.
The meat's really well done. The rice also isn't overcooked either, which is nice.
But it's not undercooked either.
No. The balance is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. That's damn good.
Yeah, I would absolutely have that again.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it's got peas, so you have to like it.
Honestly, that was one of the things that really attracted me to it in the first place. We've discussed our affinity for peas on the show.
We love peas. We're pro pea. Mm-hmm. My God, that is a whole damn pepper.
Is this on your way, Coach?
Thank you. So our main courses have arrived. And what did you get, my friend?
I went with their sausage. Where is it?
Did you get the one thing that was on that other
slip of paper? Looks like it.
Well, you can try to describe it.
Well, it's basically their sausage and peppers and onions, and they're all sautéed together in a sauce, and then it's topped with polenta. Looks like some mushrooms in here as well. It's pretty much just, you know, sausage and vegetables in a sauce on polenta. Or just good stuff with good stuff on good stuff. Mm. No pasta or anything like that. It's just...
It looks like a good stick to your ribs, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got the Mama C's spaghetti with family sugo, mm-hmm. or sugo as in the sauce.
Man.
The spaghetti is cooked perfectly. Spectacularly good. I love al dente pasta. Like, I'm one of those people that when I'm making pasta at home, I taste it every 30 seconds or so just to pull it at the right time.
God, you are a snob.
I know I am, but... because I can't have pasta all the time. I can't just have a plate of pasta. It's one of those things I take a little bit of extra time and use be a little bit anal retentive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really, really want to enjoy it. The pasta's cooked perfectly in this. The sauce is well balanced. It's not as spicy as the arrabbiata,
which was barely spicy.
Mm-hmm. This has a good garlic and basil note to it, without being, you know, overwhelmingly garlicky. It's served with just one singular meatball. Meatball is moist but extremely dense.
It looks solid.
Has a good flavor. Really, it's it'd be really disappointing if they screwed this up.
It is about the most basic Italian dish you can get.
And honestly, I think the majority of the Italian restaurants that we've gone to, where it's been traditional Italian, I get the spaghetti and meatballs because I think it's the measuring stick. To me, it's what restaurants of this cuisine should be measured against. And it truly is some of the best. I like the fact that, you know, probably haven't had cassettas in 10 years, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's equally as good as I remember.
Yeah, mine. I've been doing work on mine here. It's just it's hitting the spot perfectly. All of the vegetables are perfectly cooked. If I have to criticize anything, maybe slightly overdone. It could either a little floppy, but you know, I'm certainly not going to complain about that too much. The sausage is very flavorful. The sauce itself is pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of lets the, it just gives you that little hint of tomato on everything.
Okay.
But it still lets everything kind of work with it. Mm. Again, this is a very, very mild dish. And if memory serves, it was considered the spicy sausage. Like they specifically called out that it was spicy sausage.
Okay.
And I realize this is evidence of my evolution. I could go... Another chili pepper hotter on this one.
Really?
I think it's just I don't want to call it bland because I don't think it's bland. I think is a bad way of putting it.
Maybe Minnesota spice.
It's very mild. I'll just say that it's very mild.
Okay.
I could go with a little more. The polenta is damn good, and much like yourself, I have a similar thing with polenta, where I very rarely get a chance to have it. I'm a big fan of it. My wife hates corn of all varieties. So I never get to make it at home.
How could she be from the Midwest and hate corn?
She likes corn on the cob, but she doesn't like cooked corn.
You don't like corn on the cob. So you guys probably never have corn.
I don't mind corn on the cob, but
it's got bones in it. It goes against one of your food principles.
True. I do not have principles. I have guidelines.
Okay, they're all
flexible.
Really? If I ever see you eat ribs, I might know that hell is frozen over.
Ribs are. I was thinking about this. Because like any modern man, I occasionally re-examine myself.
Most of the time in the shower.
Oh, damn, you beat me to the joke. Damn it. I was.
Thank you.
I was picking polenta out of my teeth. But I was thinking about this. I think my aversion to bones has subsided as I've gotten older.
Okay.
There are some things I still will not go for. And I think it's all related.
Okay.
And the two big things I still have no interest in.
Chicken.
Are wings.
Yeah.
And ribs.
Huh.
And with chicken, chicken is really the root of my bone discomfort. I guess you could say my dislike.
I like my bone discomfort. Yeah.
He was one of the lesser known bone thugs. Discomfort.
Should have stopped at bone discomfort.
No. I've said this before. Like the root of my issue with things like that is that I was always taken to task as a child for not finishing everything on the bone.
Oh.
And it just became was a psychological thing where it's like I don't want to deal with the hassle of being yelled at, so I'm just gonna not deal with it. That's why I don't do KFC, like fried chicken. I don't know any of that crap.
Well, now the KFC has boneless.
Now they got boneless, I might revisit it.
Might open up a whole new door for you.
But wings, wings are the worst.
Because they're just all bone.
Because it's just bone with an occasional meat comment on there somewhere. It's mostly bone.
A meat forward.
And frankly, I just don't think they're worth the work. But wings also have the additional problems where you got to eat them with your hands.
Yeah.
And I don't like shit on my hands, which is also why I don't like ribs.
You have more mental problems than I think you give yourself credit for.
I'm well aware of it's not a phobia. I just don't like stuff on my hands. I like my hands to be clean at all times.
No lotions. No soap. No flavored soaps.
You can see kind of my hands are peeling a little bit.
Good Lord, man.
I just can't. I don't like it. And that's why I don't do ribs either.
I'm gonna invite you to a social gathering where all they're serving are wings and ribs.
That's why I'll eat it with a fork.
And corn on the cob.
I'll eat it with a fork. Corn on the cob is fine.
With no holders though. You gotta get butter and salt on your hands.
No, I'll just constantly be wiping my hands.
I feel like we've journeyed into your psyche. You know? Like we've taken this.
That's what this show's all about.
We've discovered this dark path. You know. I can't wait until we get to the part where you've been raped. And roofied.
I don't know. I don't think I can do ribs.
What dark part of your childhood did this all come about? It has to be some...
With the hands?
The hands
thing. You thinking there's some sort of root in
there?
Yeah.
I'm thinking we... At some point, we need to do some sort of investigation upon...
Since we're in a confessional mood...
Yeah?
Here's why.
Okay.
And... I realize I'm divulging something that is very easy to make a joke about.
Well, nothing's out. Well, there are things that are off limits on the show, but it's never really stopped you before, so.
But see, here's the thing. When I was a kid,
Daddy touched me in a bad place.
No, this isn't a touching thing.
Mommy touched you in a bad place.
This is nothing like that. It was
pointing on the doll where they touched you.
Here's the thing, and you know this probably better than most people.
Did Daddy call it his rib bone?
Would you stop? It has nothing to do with any of that. Do you really want to get into whose father is worse here?
No.
That's right. Hey, like I said, you know this better than most people. I'm borderline autistic. Okay.
But you are full on ADHD.
It's all fit into the same thing. And I used to hate... having baths, because that was a 20 to 30 minute period when that was all you could do.
Yeah.
couldn't read a book. You couldn't color. You couldn't do anything. You were focused on that thing.
Yep.
Which drove my tiny little brain crazy, and still does. Like, even today, I need to have something. Something always has to be going on.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the drive down, where I have a show on Netflix that I watch. God damn it.
That's your public transportation system.
No, that was that a bus?
You damn right that
was. Was that a bus? Anyway, there's always going to be a show on TV that I'm watching on Netflix in the background, just to have noise in the background. I can't handle...
It's the same reason why I have to listen to music while I work.
Yeah, it's the same, but it's just something's got to be going on at all times.
Yep.
It's all part of that same thing, and I can't... My brain is allergic to focus.
Yep.
And I think I have taken that dislike of bath time into I only wash when absolutely necessary. and my wife frequently makes fun of me because, you know, when I'm in the shower,
yeah,
I'm in and out in like 3 minutes.
Like, there's no way you could have gotten your whole body wet.
No, I have learned the lesson of the military shower. You just get in and out and you're done.
What would happen if you had, you know, one of them fancy showers with like the rainfall, waterfall, and the water spraying at you from all directions?
That'd be awesome. I want one of those. I can get in and out in like 3 seconds, like one of those touchless car washes.
Yeah.
It'd be a sprint through the shower. That'd be awesome. What'd be perfect is if you had like a conveyor belt, like the touchless.
Well,
where I could just sit down.
If you do remember correctly, we did take you to a touchless car wash in high school.
That's true, and you shot me.
Yeah.
You shot me full of water.
God, that was funny.
That was awesome.
That might have been one of the highlights of my entire high school career.
And the sad thing is, that wasn't even for a class I was in.
I know.
That's the best part. I did that as a favor for you two.
I had forgotten all about that until you mentioned the touchless car wash.
See, here's the thing, and this is where I throw my family under the bus. My aversion to having to focus on bath time is genetic.
Yep.
There are pictures of my father as a young lad in the bathtub reading a comic book.
Would you like to do another red wine?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Reading a comic book with kitchen gloves on for some reason. So Petersons are born multitaskers. We're not necessarily good at anything we're doing, but we're doing a lot of it.
I don't even know how to get down to the psyche. There's just so much going on. Just so much going on. But mm-hmm. I feel like we've uncovered a new... I think this will take more episodes and more Italian food to really get down to the nitty-gritty on this.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're walking down the right path to get you over this phobia, this fear of things on your hands.
I just don't like...
I think we can get you over. I think, you know, we've identified the problem. We've identified the source. And I think we can move you past this.
I'm fine.
This is my goal moving forward.
I don't know. What is your obsession with me being able to have lotion?
Not lotion, just ribs. I feel like you're missing out.
No, I've had rib meat. I like rib meat.
No, but on the bone rib meat. We gotta get you on the bone.
If you can make it like those old Flintstones cuts of meat where there's actual bones poking out.
Didn't
with
you?
No sauce on them.
We had that on my birthday. We had the beef long rib. I think you had some.
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Really? Because everyone else did.
Because I got shit on my hands. I don't like shit on my hands. Why do you think I'm such a sandwich dude?
Would you get stuff on your hands then?
No.
Drippage of sauce.
No. No, not if you do it right.
What happens if you have a faulty Whopper and you get the Whopper slurry?
Then I am in hell for about 10 seconds until I can get that cleaned off.
You don't lick it off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, okay. I have no shame.
Okay.
There's a difference between having no. There's a difference between having shame and just not liking stuff on your hands.
Okay.
That's different.
All right.
I'll lick food off of whatever. Doesn't matter what.
That went to
there's
a weird place.
There's a quote of the show, I think. But,
that went to a weird place. So we had four things we were going to talk about on the show, and
I was segueing into one of them.
Were you
with the sandwiches? We were going to talk about sandwiches.
That's true.
Because I, I was we had a bit of a drive to get here from my place to St. Paul.
Because you live on the opposite side of the
I do. And we were talking about, I'm currently in a part of a group that is planning a birthday coming up here in a couple weeks. And we decided we're going to do Pizza Luce for the birthday because we need to have something that everyone likes and can accommodate 15 people without bankrupting everyone.
Exactly.
So we're like, Pizza Luce, that'll work. Perfect. And we were discussing this fact and the fact that you can't hate pizza.
No.
It's not possible.
It's un-American.
And it's not even that you... It's like hating a genre of food.
Or a person.
Or a person.
Yeah, or a type of person.
A type of person. Yeah. That's really what this is.
A nationality. And we
equated it, you know, pizza and sandwiches. Because they're both... You can't hate sandwiches.
No.
Because that's a medium. That is, just stop.
If you do, just stop listening.
What the hell's
listening.
Wrong with you?
Yeah, we don't even
you
want
to
listen.
You can't hate a type.
No.
That's prejudice.
Yeah.
It's kind of racist. Yeah. It's racist against sandwiches.
It's hateful. It's hateful talk.
It is hateful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. Like, this is where we're going to get slightly controversial on this. I don't have a huge problem with somebody hating another type of people. I'm not personally offended by someone's racism.
Okay.
I just wish there were some logical basis for it. And that's the thing that bothers me.
Because there's some science behind it.
99.9% of racism is very illogical.
Yeah.
And based on faulty science and faulty premises.
Right.
So I'm against racism, not from an egalitarian point of view, just from a logical point of view.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. And sandwich hate is the same way.
Sandwich
like
pizza hate.
You can't. Doesn't make it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't personally understand it. It just makes no sense. And but I know people that hate pizza. It just boggles my mind.
I live with one. She doesn't hate it, but she's so, you know. You think I'm a pizza fascist?
You are a pizza fascist.
Well, okay. I don't like chicken on a pizza. I think
you and Heather have very similar tastes. So I live with a pizza fascist.
I think
as well.
That's just really my thing because. When you put chicken on a pizza, it turns into flatbread.
See, Heather has this is actually terrifying because Heather and I have had almost this exact same conversation, except it's not chicken with her. She doesn't like chicken on a pizza, but for her, it's got to be red sauce. If it's not red sauce, that's flatbread.
I agree.
Yeah, so you and her have very similar styles, which is funny because the thing she always gets when we order pizza, and she is involved, is we'll get Hawaiian.
Oh.
So, which you can't have for several reasons.
Right, because they don't fruit the pizza.
Yeah,
number one.
That's her only fruit, though, that she approves of on the pizza.
Wow.
And that's literally like 80% of the pizza I eat is Hawaiian.
But
I don't make myself, I should say.
The pizza that we have, 99% of it is homemade.
A lot of percentages thrown out.
99% of it is homemade.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like red sauce. So to find the happy medium, and I shouldn't say she doesn't like red sauce, she just doesn't like a lot of it.
Okay, that's fair.
For a happy medium, we use sliced Roma tomatoes.
Okay, that's actually not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, and I've actually come to really enjoy it. And then she doesn't like a lot of cheese, so we use like goat cheese. I know. And again, it goes into the flatbread territory.
Yeah. It needs to be at least moderately unhealthy.
I know. We do put... hot Italian sausage on there.
It's fine.
But that's it.
And I don't care about your little sex games at home. That's just...
I'm your little Italian sausage.
I'm just some little.
Wow. But I'm hot.
They can't... They can't all be... Yeah, hot as in, like, germy.
Hot as in germy?
Like a hot zone.
Ah.
Like that Dustin Hoffman movie with monkeys. Except that was Outbreak, not Hot Zone. It was based on a book called Hot Zone.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Michael Crichton.
All right. I'll go with that.
A little syphilitic ding-dang. That's where I'm going with that.
You might not want to title this week's show
syphilitic ding-dang. Ding-dang. They'll probably flag us on iTunes if we don't do that. That's fine.
All right, so we covered that.
We did that.
Our stop with the pizza and sandwich.
You can't not like it. It's just wrong. You are wrong as a person.
We're okay to disagree on the open-faced versus...
No, we're not.
Yeah,
no, but open-faced sandwich, that's flatbread, is what that is. That's
we're
not
all
that,
the same
it must
sandwich
be closed.
Family.
It must be closed.
You racist bastard.
No. No.
See, this is racism.
No.
Next thing you know, you're going to be making disparaging remarks about the Jews.
I do that anyway. I did that in a car right here.
All right.
No, open face sandwich, no. That is a flavor pile. That is perfectly fine, but it's not a sandwich.
All right, so we covered talking point number one.
We did talking point number one.
Shit. Well, I'm going to do number two because that was the one you told me to remember.
That was one, yeah, okay.
So happy birthday to...
No, that wasn't the one I told you to remember. Yeah, that's the one I did remember.
I told you to write this down. You said, no, I'll remember it.
No, god damn it.
No.
We did the pizza thing.
Yep.
Oh my god, this is killing me.
Oh, I got it. We'll remember.
Oh,
it's only four things. Your quote, not mine.
Yes, I know.
Come on.
There's food issues.
Yeah.
Of course, there were food stories.
Yeah, imagine that. Food-centric show being food issues.
Moral omnivore. Yes, that's okay. There is another.
So now
one.
You got two.
No, I got two. Well, we knew the third one.
Yeah.
And I just can't remember the fourth one, but you know we're running late anyway, so we can.
No, you gotta bring it up.
We can work with
it.
I don't know if I can come up with it. I don't know if I can do it. Anyway, last week I got a chance to go to the Moral Omnivore.
Okay.
It's a food truck in downtown Minneapolis. It's been around though. I mean, it goes all over the place.
Yep.
And
it's a regular appearance.
They're one of the quote unquote hippy dippy food trucks. They like the quinoa and all that crap.
Yeah. Veggie burgers.
Just and I'm just not. I'm open to that, but not for lunch. I just
need meats.
Lunch is about as brainless as a meal as I get.
Yeah.
I'll have healthy, and I'll have foodie quote unquote dinners.
Yep.
And I'm open to breakfast, but lunch is basically just to get me over the hump.
Get you to the dinner.
Lump is raw nutrition.
Yeah.
How are you okay. doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
So, but I went to More Omnivore and I was looking around and like, okay, they do a beef Wellington slider.
Game on.
Which is perfect. And it was great. They're basically, if you're concerned at all, it's basically meatballs on a bun.
Okay.
There are far worse things in the world than that, so I'm not using that as a complaint, I'm just pointing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I can do my 30-second review of the place, good food, a bit overpriced for what you get. There's two sliders for like $8.
And doesn't their BLT, their fried green tomato BLT, doesn't that break two bills?
I didn't see anything over $9.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was like $12 or something.
But what they did have was they had Spring Grove soda.
Oh.
Which I've yet to see any truck do. And for bonus points, they had the Rhewberry.
Really?
The bottles of Rhewberry.
How many did you have?
Which to me is a great signal that they are available in the wild. So
yeah.
Now I have to track down where the hell, because there's a grocery store near my house that has some of the Spring Grove,
okay.
But only like the basics, like the root beer and the lemon sour and stuff like that. They don't branch out too far.
I know for a fact that the Whole Foods by my house has it. I will.
Yeah, I don't want to bother that to Minnetonka.
No, I will get you a six pack.
Oh, see that would be
that's true friendship. Right
you would
there.
Be a good friend
yes.
if you did that.
I will. I have to go there tonight.
Oh yeah, excellent.
So
excellent.
I will keep my eyes peeled.
Well, it'll definitely be cheaper than what I paid for it because I was like, they had lemon sour and rhubarb.
Shatufas.
And it was kind of like Sophie's Choice if she just picked both of them anyway. I two-fisted it.
Really?
Which I love.
Sophie's Choice?
I love going from Sophie's Choice into two-fisting something. It's just an odd
wow
parallel. But I got a bottle of lemon sour and a bottle of the rhubarb.
Good for you.
And I did this, and this is proof of my psychosis. This is all about my psychosis. This show is all about my psychosis.
Yeah.
They were $3 a bottle.
That's how much they are at the fair.
I know, but that's the fair.
I know.
I expect to be a little bent
off,
over at the fair.
Yep.
Food truck, there's no call for a $3 bottle of pop.
That's true.
It's just not.
$2.
I buy a $2 bottle of soda.
Yeah.
That's no problem. $3 is pushing it.
But I paid six.
Soda. And I paid six. So I got two. And they were delicious. And I'm tempted to go back.
Lunch. Wow.
Yeah, I think mine was like $8. Yeah, for the beef Wellington sliders. Yeah, it was all very good. But that was probably the priciest lunch I've had in a while.
Again, it's not cheap to dine food truck.
No, but that's especially.
Yeah.
The last time I can easily say the last time I had I paid that much for a food truck lunch, I got three things. It was at Get Sauced.
Okay.
I got three things. I got the pulled pork sandwich,
okay,
which comes with about a pound of pork. The elote, and then I got sick. So those are the three things. And that was still like $12. So I still saved $2 over the people buying the slider. So it was just
I guess the elote.
Well, it was the elote and having a pound of pulled pork. Oh, for lunch.
Mayo, corn, and cayenne pepper with cheese.
Mayo, corn, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
You should have just stopped there, pork.
Not to be crude, but the elote, while delicious, is pretty much a shortcut to Brown Town. So that's just now I'm just trying to make you hyperventilate during the show. I haven't done that in a while.
I needed a good laugh today. Thank you.
That was.
I appreciate that.
I apologize for being crude, but
no, that was needed.
Well, good.
That was needed.
But no, I mean, like I said, Moral Omnivore, very good. I just think it's just a touch overpriced, but they have the Spring Grove. I've been tempted since then just to go and get a bottle of Spring Grove and then go to like a nearby truck.
Right.
Which I don't know how insulting that is, but it sounds insulting.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm still giving them money.
I think if you can hold out not drinking the soda while you're waiting in line at the other truck.
Oh, I know. I had to because I left my can opener at my desk. So I had to. I just had to hold the bottles.
Perfect. Perfect then. You game on.
Yeah.
Just go down Ola Arepa, get yourself an arepa for about $8.
I actually had an arepa not 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Oh.
Need that inside.
I gotta say, I was a little unimpressed, which I realize is about as close to blasphemy as you can get as far as food trucks are concerned.
You're like you kicked my dog.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the arepa part. Like the ingredients were fine. I don't know if I'm.
It's like a good biscuit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something about the flavor just seemed off to me.
The thing I was trying to find for us today was a pupusaria, which are like filled cakes. They're filled with meat and cheese.
Okay.
I think empanada, but flat, grilled, griddled.
It's almost like a Jamaica patty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Topped with coleslaw.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Yeah. There's a pupusaria in South Minneapolis, but it's not open on Mondays.
That is a terrible name, by the way.
Pupusaria.
I hate to insult a language.
I know.
But that's not a good name.
No, it's not. I'm right there with you. I don't like you. I don't even like saying it. But that being said, number three.
Why couldn't they have God, I'm just trying to go through. We did the sandwiches. We did the Moral Omnivore.
Yep.
I don't remember what the third thing was. It's going to come to me on the way home.
Yep.
It's going to really bother
me. And I'm not going to help you.
Do you know?
No.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't, because I had to remember one thing.
And you didn't even remember the thing I told you to remember.
Yeah, I remember Keen's birthday.
Yeah, we can go into that. Yes. As we record this, it is a friend of the show, Keen Omdahl's birthday today. This is both a good and a bad occasion. Good because, you know, it's awesome that he's having his birthday and all. But bad because now I realize he's older, he's younger than me, much more accomplished.
Yeah.
So I hate him.
He does have that going for him.
Yeah. But he's not much younger than me. He's like 6 months younger than me. Not even. He's like 4 months younger
than me. It's like
the two of you. No, wait, no. Oh, son of a bitch. No, he's like a year and 4 months. I did my math wrong.
What are you talking about, man? I'm almost a year older than you are.
Yeah?
You're complaining?
I don't care about you.
Hurtful. Hurtful.
Right. Was it KFC? Was that what we were going to talk about?
Yes.
What about KFC?
I don't know.
Sorry for being late.
God damn it.
That's all right.
I think we're fine.
Up.
We're fine.
Considering most of the show is probably lost to the wind.
I think we did okay, but we'll see.
So, your thoughts on Louis?
On Louis, I liked it. It reminded me a lot of the Italian place, Stella's. Not Stella's. The rooftop place in Uptown.
Which rooftop?
The place? Italian. Oh, no, not... V. El Vento? No.
That's in South Minneapolis.
I can't remember. My memory is terrible.
Renata Vecchio.
No, it's in Uptown. It's by the American Apparel. It's over by the lagoon.
Amor Victoria.
I knew there was a V in there somewhere. It reminds me a lot of this place without quite as much pretension.
I agree.
I'm older than you.
Although I think dining inside might give a different vibe.
That's entirely possible. I'm talking patio to patio.
Patio to patio, very comparable. But again, that one is a little bit.
And even if you go on the inside of Amor Victoria, it's a little more frou-frou.
I think frou-frou is a bad way to put it. Because Amor Victoria is a very romantic restaurant.
It is.
So we don't want to dissuade people from going there because it's very good.
Frilly. How about frilly? Frilly?
That's a great way to put it.
I like frilly. Who doesn't like frilly? But I dig this place. I've been to Casetta's actually. I've been here more than you have.
Really?
I used to have to be in this area for other things, and we used to come here for lunch every once in a while. But it's been years. It's been quite a while.
I do want to pop downstairs before we leave just to take a look at the place. Kind of just do a little exploring.
Mm-hmm. But no, I dig the vibe. I think the happy hour is really good. I mean, when you can get full-on entrees for like $6 or $7.
Yep.
That's hard to beat at a good Italian place.
Yep. I like the fact that the entrees were not massive Italian portions.
No.
When I first looked at it, I'm like, God, that's kind of small. But then I'm like, I'm full. I'm good. I don't need any more than that. The meatball was a good size. It wasn't a massive portion of pasta that I was having to take home. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought the portions were very in line with the type restaurant in charge.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That was refreshing.
Yeah, especially for downtown St. Paul. I got probably about a sausage and a half worth of sausage, and then probably an equal portion of peppers and onions. Mm-hmm. Again, good portions. That polenta. It was a good, solid,
generous.
I would say, like a good mixing spoon, mm-hmm. like a good like scoop and a half of that. Like
it wasn't a gigantic.
Wasn't ridiculous.
Portion.
And polenta, a little can go a long way.
Yeah. You fill up really quick.
You fill up really quick. I feel satisfied, but I also have no illusions that I'm not gonna have a popsicle when I get home. So, and we got the Weight Watchers chocolate toffee covered popsicles.
I take your chocolate toffee popsicles and raise you a Skinny Cow salted caramel pretzel.
Those are good. Those are good. Mm-hmm. We had those. I've actually had those recently.
Yeah.
They were not salted enough for me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm of the frozen candy bar.
Yeah.
And the Skinny. I love Skinny Cow.
Yeah. Like, way better than any of any biscuits.
Way better than their ice cream sandwiches are ridiculous.
Yep.
But of their candy bar, like the ice cream candy bars, I'm a bigger fan of the cookie dough one.
I've not had the cookie. Well, the thing is, I this harkens back to high school, junior high.
Okay.
I don't like cookie dough.
You don't like cookie dough?
Yeah.
God, you and Heather, you know, it's kind of disturbing how similar you two are.
You married me.
I think I did.
Yeah, you married the female.
Except she's much cuter.
A little bit.
Much, much cuter.
Right.
She looks better in kicky heels than you do.
You'd be surprised how well I can pull
I've seen
heels.
You in heels, no. Yeah. You don't have the calves for it.
You haven't seen my calves in a while.
I've seen you. I know the Bergen calf. I've met Mike. I know what a Bergen looks like when they're healthy.
What?
Okay.
Touche.
That's right.
Touche. So going back to Louis, I'll be back.
Me too.
I'll be back. It's important to note that if you're dining here, they do have free parking.
Yes,
that I'm
which
guessing
is huge.
Is huge, but buyer beware. My guess is they will not have it when hockey season starts. If there's a hockey game going on, that the same place that we park is going to be about $20.
You think so? Because
yep.
I mean.
Yeah, we are a block and a half, maybe a block.
No,
a
I
block
understand. I understand that we're close to the Excel, but it's more just like,
yeah.
I think they're monitoring that a little closer.
I don't think so. I don't.
How about this?
I guarantee you, that's not free. They'll charge. It might not be 20,
but they're charging. That's cash flow. That is probably what paid for the rooftop deck.
Oh, it's Linda.
We can only go here if you're eating here.
I know. But thus you want to pay during a hockey.
Okay, so your contention is that, so as of right now, the parking is strictly for Cassettas and Louis.
Yep.
Patrons, thank you. What you're saying is that once hockey season opens, which is pretty soon here, couple weeks.
First preseason game is on Saturday.
Okay. That they will convert that into a public parking but pay. Is that your argument?
During hockey games.
Yeah. I say we put $5 on this. Because I don't think
we put
will.
Parking on it. Next time we have to pay for parking.
We'll put parking on it.
Because we've made a commitment.
We have made a commitment.
That we are coming back to St. Paul as much as we can between now and when it snows, because once it snows, we're not going.
We're not driving all the way over here.
Exactly.
Yes, we are that lazy.
You darn right we are. So I enjoyed this place. I will definitely be back. It definitely fits in well with this kind of strip here of Burger Mo's and the Liffey, which we haven't done, which we will do. And Patrick McGovern's. I think it definitely holds true to that Cassetta's heritage. Just good, hearty Italian meals at a decent price, and really no disappointment.
So. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right,
thumbs up. How was the wine? You had their house red.
I did have their house red. It was just fine. House red.
All right.
And for $5.
There is that. It's hard to be $5 wine.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, as always, we want to thank you for listening very much. Check us out on iTunes, and you can just do a search for Well-Fed Guide to Life, and you can subscribe to us there. You can leave comments and reviews and all that good stuff. You can also check out us on Facebook, facebook.com/Well-Fed Guide to Life, foursquare.com/Well-Fed Guide to Life, and twitter.com/Well-Fed Guide FPG. Got an update on the website today. It is moving along greatly. Our designer thinks he's mostly done with the functionality part of it, so we're just cleaning up some of the design work. He's sending me ideas for plugins for the thing, and like, yeah, we're already using that, so everything's going great. I'm excited for this.
Nice.
So hopefully we'll have the brand new website up very shortly. And I got no other things, although I know the second I stop recording, I'm going to remember that fourth thing.
You should write it down.
We should. I thought I had it. Here's where this is the problem. I'm blaming you for this.
No.
Because you got us thinking about candy.
Yeah.
And my mind focused on the candy and it left. It just deleted other things.
Okay.
So it's your fault.
Yeah.
You brought up candy.
Good comeback there, Holmes.
Shut up. I don't like you. Anyway, thank you as always for listening. And we will see you next week.